reducing power outages by 30% and cutting restoration times in half by 2029. That's DTE's commitment to you. Hi, I'm Stacy Reeves, Field Operations Supervisor for DTE. Our crews are out every day installing new technology to create a smarter, stronger grid so that we can ensure Michigan families and businesses have the power they need when they need it. DTE is taking action to give you the reliability you deserve. DTE.
And more from Cavs Media Day 2024-25 from Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. As we look out, we see Donovan Mitchell taking photos with kids, selfies, and doing his media obligations here today. And speaking of media obligations, we asked this guy to join us today, and he's fulfilling his media obligation with us from HoopsWire.com. Sam Amico joining us. How are you today, Sam?
I'm doing well. Unlike Alcorn, I didn't blow you off last year.
No. Back-to-back years you're with us. Yes.
To stick with it, yeah.
Yeah, you have. Sam, you've been through many of these, right? I've heard a number of different terms involving this team today, and the one I keep hearing and the one that everybody's talking about is continuity. This offseason, continuity. They didn't add anybody new, but they didn't lose anybody. They kept everybody together, paid them to make them happy. Is that enough for this team to take the next step?
Yeah, I think that remains to be seen, right? Familiarity can go, seems like, one of two ways. You can become the 2023 Denver Nuggets, who banked on continuity the year they won the championship that nobody expected them to. Or it can, you know, it can kind of, I don't want to say totally backfire, but when you look at the improvements of everybody else in the Eastern Conference, at least on paper, those are some big improvements,
right,
in Philadelphia and New York. So you're banking on the idea that we've got the same cast, they're familiar with each other, and we have, all we're doing is bringing in a coach to bring us to another level. So, yeah, I mean, is it enough? You got to watch it play out on the court, mm-hmm. I would think. But, you know, I think that that's, there isn't some advantage to that. Because when the Cavs used to change the roster every year when they had LeBron,
right,
I would always say it's going to take a little bit of time,
right,
for these guys to get adjusted to it. I won't say that about this team. It shouldn't take any time at all. You know, other than the new coach, you work out that in the preseason and
yep,
you're ready to roll. So, because you come into camp, guys know each other's habits, they know each other's tendencies, they know each other's personalities. All of those things count for a lot, or theoretically should. So, yeah, it could benefit them early, but, you know, Kobe Altman said this Friday at his press conference. He said, Cavs have played their best basketball before the All-Star break of the last 3 years, and you don't want to do that again,
right,
because you want to do it when it means the most. So,
yeah, it's obvious. It's, Sam, and you know what gets me, too, is the fact that, and now because it's day one, media day for us on Cavaliers coverage, it's hard to remember that what a productive offseason it's truly been. If you consider all the extensions, and obviously Donovan Mitchell was on the top of everyone's mind going into the offseason. But I want to talk about Ken Atkinson. What does Kenny Atkinson bring that J.B. Bickerstaff couldn't get done?
Yeah, theoretically, it's more consistency on offense, on the offensive end. Defensively, they're pretty good. You know, with the two rim protectors, a lot of teams kill for that, you know, in Mobley and Allen. The Cavs have two of the, probably the best defensive front court in the NBA now that Karl Anthony Towns got traded away from Rudy Gobert in Minnesota. So, you know, defensively, they're in good shape. What he needs to do and what the goal is going to be, you've got to bring out, you got to get Evan Mobley to another level. You got to get him,
yep,
to, you know, an all-star type of level. That's why they took him at number three, not because they thought he'd be a good power forward.
Mm-hmm.
They want him to be an all-star. So that's one thing. That's probably why Atkinson got the job in the interview, sold them that, yes, I can get Evan Mobley to another level alongside Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen, and Darius Garland. The other thing, obviously, is got to have Darius Garland have a bounce-back year, you know. So if you get Evan Mobley to another level and Darius Garland, a one-time All-Star, has a bounce-back year, and now you've got the Donovan Mitchell contract situation resolved, yeah, maybe that will be enough. But that's where Kenny Atkinson comes in. They didn't think that J.B. Bickerstaff, they thought maybe he hit his ceiling with this team. Atkinson was brought in to take him to another level. And, you know, I talked to Kenny Atkinson when he first got the job, and the first thing he said, I said something about his Nets coaching days, and he said, oh, I'm a totally different coach.
He
than
said
that.
With that. Yeah.
So, you know, and you know what? There might be some truth behind that, because you look at Mike Brown and what he was when he was in Cleveland. Then he went to Golden State, and now look at him in Sacramento. It's a totally different coach. Yeah. So, you know, I think that that's probably all those things combined are what the Cavs believe. Okay, this guy is going to get us to another level, that a level that J.B. Bickerstaff couldn't do.
Sam Amico is our guest. You hear him on our show frequently. You read him on a regular basis, hoopswire.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Amico Hoops. Podcast, tell us about your podcast. I know you do those on Facebook as well as on Press Play Podcast Network.
Yeah, 330 to go on Facebook is kind of the, you know, the new thing in terms of Akron news. And I have a Cavs show on there just called Hoops Wire Live, which I stole from my buddy Mike Florio, who has a show called Pro Football Talk Live, or PFT Live. And I said, I'm going to steal live. And he said, well, I don't have a trademark on it. So I got that there, and that's also on hoopswire.com. And then, of course, Cavs on the Break with the Press Play Podcast Network with Chase Smith, the host, and co-host John Sable of Fox 8.
Yeah, so you're a busy man, eat, sleep, drink basketball. That's why we love having you on, getting your perspectives on the Cavaliers. All right, we haven't asked anybody else this question. You're special, so I'm going to ask you. Looking at this roster, give us a name, okay, that's not the core four that you think could have a breakout season and really help this team.
Well, I mean, whenever, you know, I think about that, you think the guy that you really want is Strus, right?
Right.
You need him to knock down outside shots. That's a huge thing, right? And I thought he did that very inconsistently last season. There were nights where he was brilliant at it and other nights that they didn't fall. And that's, you know, if you remember last year on Media Day, we were talking about that's why the Cavs went out and got him.
Correct.
Because they need that extra perimeter shooting. Outside of him, to me, it's like, are you going to get the best out of Caris LeVert? You know, that's a guy that's big. And you need that third guard, whether
right.
that's Ty Jerome or Craig Porter Jr.
Your guy, Ty Jerome. You just mentioned Ty Jerome.
There we go. So
I thought I saw him limping around here.
yeah, right. Well, my point is that any of those, to me, Strus is the big one. Even though he's a starter, it's hard to say a starter's an X factor, but
right.
he really is, because you need that guy. He brings so much other stuff. I mean, the effort is endless. He treats every game like a playoff game. He's super intense. He'll get out and defend. He's scrappy. He fights for his teammates. But all those things are great, but you need an outside shooter. And that's where they need him to step up and be that consistently, especially if they're going to run this offense like they, you know, the one thing we talk about, guys, yeah. is last year they didn't shoot the ball well in the playoffs.
Right.
They didn't address that
yeah.
other than
that's
to hope
yeah.
that they're guys are going to shoot better. So
yeah.
to me, it's Max Strus.
All right. For me, and I'm looking at Donovan Mitchell just down Radio Row here, right? He signs the contract extension. We all are happy that, you know, he stayed here. You know, we talked to Kenny Atkinson about even getting more out of Donovan Mitchell. And Kenny said, yeah, we're going to try and do that to make him an even better player than he already is. And that's got to be exciting to hear, too, right, if you're a Cavs fan.
Yeah, and I think there's something to that, the contract situation being resolved. You know, the first thing Donovan Mitchell said today at Media Day was, it's nice to sit here for the first time and not have to answer questions about where I'm going next.
There you go.
You know, so I think that that's something that was on his mind. And Kenny Atkinson said, I don't know if he told you guys this, but he said, look, I look at it like we have two All-Stars in the backcourt. They should be. We should have two All-Stars.
Okay.
So, you know, and he said, it's my job to bring that out in them. So I think, you know, look, Larry Bird said years and years ago that he thought NBA teams needed a coaching change every 3 years. And the Cavs, he said, well, you know, as a player, I could tell you after 3 years, I'm done listening to a guy.
Wow.
You know, and so now I think that in and of itself, if that's the way a lot of players view things, then the change was necessary and will help them just based on change alone. you know. But I think, yeah, if you can get all these guys, particularly the guys I mentioned, Mobley and Garland, to another level, Mitchell's going to be great. You know, I mean, he's just great anyway.
Right.
So, but these other guys, you need to get to another level. And Jared Allen's just got to keep doing his thing, really. You don't really need more from him. Just keep getting double-doubles and defending the rim. And that's, you know, so it's really those other two guys that Atkinson's going to be judged on. How are those two developing?
Is he developing Mobley and getting more out of Garland?
Those
right?
will be those the two things that you want to, that's where he's going to have his successes and failures, I would think.
Yeah. All right. So where right now, as you rank teams in the East, where do you have the Cavaliers as we start the season? Not where it'll be maybe at the trade deadline or end of the season, but based on offseason moves and they kept everybody here, where does Sam Amico have them?
You know, I have him fourth, and that's tough to do. Yeah. ESPN has him second in the East.
Wow, okay.
So ESPN has him winning 50 games and Boston winning 52, and then they've got the Knicks and Sixers and who I think are above the Cavs. But listen to this. ESPN has Boston, Cleveland, Milwaukee third.
Okay.
I forget to even mention the Bucks half the time.
And they won the Central Division last year.
So, you know, and then Indiana, which went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
And then Orlando, which is a young team that added a, you know, championship shooting guard in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and gave the Cavs fits in the playoffs. I mean, it's going to be really tight. So to say fourth, to me, is a high, high compliment because Philly went out, got Paul George and Caleb Martin and Eric Gordon, and Reggie Jackson, Andre Drummond. I mean, they got a veteran team now. And then, you know, New York just got Karl Anthony Towns. They added to Mikal Bridges, and they got OG Anunoby last year. They already had Jalen Brunson. I mean, it's
a beast of the East again,
right? It really is. And, you know, you got to throw, obviously, Orlando, Milwaukee, Indiana in there, and I would not rule out because Miami Heat still have Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. And so, yeah, you better be able to improve based on coaching alone.
Yeah.
You know, because that's where they said. But I would put them, I'm going to be nice and say, yeah, fourth heading into the season. And then after that, you know, because what's on paper doesn't always turn out to be.
Right.
We saw that last year at the Phoenix Suns. So you never know what could happen with this team. You know, hey, like I said, Indiana got to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, a year after not making the playoffs. The Dallas Mavericks went to the finals a year after not making the playoffs. So you just got to let it play out.
To win 48 games last year, as banged up as they were, I guess when you really consider the fact with all the injuries, what was it, Sam? Was it 28 games, I want to say, with their preferred starting five last year?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Vicinity.
With less than 30.
Yeah.
To end up winning 48 games is amazing last year. You bring everybody back.
Yeah, and they, you know, they had some new starters and some new faces.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see how this all plays out in the journey. Everybody can follow it with Sam Amico, Amico Hoops on Twitter, hoopswire.com, occasionally on the Kenny and JT Show and all those podcast things you do.
There you go.
All right, Sam, always great to catch up with you. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you throughout the season.
All right, guys, thanks a lot for having me. We'll
Sam Amico checking in with us here from Cavs Media Day on the Kenny and JT Show. Back with more right after this.